Henry Seigmann, who was once both the head of the American Jewish Congress and the Synagogue Council of America, recently reflected on what he sees as the greatest lesson to be learned from the Holocaust. He says the greatest lesson to be learned from the Holocaust isn't that evil people did horrible, unimaginable things. He says the greatest lesson of the Holocaust is that otherwise good and decent people allowed that evil to happen. He had in mind the German public. People who weren't monsters, but people who gave their assent to the Nazis. One of the beautiful aspects of our scripture for this morning is that it encourages us to do the exact opposite of that. We're not to be passive spectators, even if we're pious ones. The psalmist says that he not only prays for the peace of Jerusalem, he also says, "I will seek your good." There's an active quality to it. I don't know if you're like me, but sometimes this is easier said than done. When it comes to the big problems of the world, I'm often asking myself, how can I do more than pray? How can I seek the good of the other? Even before the violence in Gaza this past couple of weeks, many of us were concerned about the conditions and circumstances there. Seigmann looks at it through the lens of an ancient rabbinic saying that evokes the golden rule. The saying goes like this: don't judge someone else until you have imagined yourself in their place. And so what Seigmann does is he imagines what it would be like if the Jewish people of Israel were in the same predicament as the Palestinians. He imagines what it would be like if the Jewish people of Israel were confined to less than 2% of their land. And then they were told to behave, to not resist, and to cease all efforts to become a Jewish state. We can further imagine what it's like to be an occupied country, where another country controls who and what passes in and out of your borders, where another country controls how much food children get to eat. Back in June, a Norwegian trauma surgeon who works in Gaza submitted a report to the UN about the health indicators in Gaza at that time. 58% of households were deemed food insecure. 80% of the households rely on aid to survive. 90% of the water is deemed unfit for human consumption. Children under the age of 2 suffer from high rates of anemia, stunted growth, and simply wasting away. How can we do more than pray? How can we seek the good of the other? These past couple of weeks, we've witnessed the violence across our television screens that's led to nearly 1,900 people losing their lives, more than 400 of those being women and children. In order to understand how this happened, it's important to listen closely to what the political leaders of Israel have had to say. One member of parliament explained it this way. She said, "You can't have a terrorist without those surrounding the terrorist allowing that terrorist to be a terrorist. Therefore, the mother of that terrorist and all those around them are enemy combatants, and they deserve to follow that terrorist into death. That is the just thing," according to this political official, who then went on to say that the houses of these mothers who raised these snakes should be destroyed so that they can never raise little snakes again. When Palestinians become racialized as terrorists, enemy combatants, and snakes, then it becomes easy to see how they are to be exterminated with bombs. And it becomes easy to see how the Prime Minister of Israel can declare that Palestinians will never have a country of their own, ending all chances of meaningful political peace talks and casting an ominous shadow on the fate of the multitudes of Palestinians who will never have a country. How can we seek peace? How can we seek the good of the other. I realize there are a lot of different opinions about where blame is to rest in the Gaza situation. There's a real sensitivity to being fair-handed and understanding for both Israelis and Palestinians. I fully support being fair and understanding of all those involved. At the same time, I realize that both sides are not equal. I realize that there is a tremendous inequality of power. Rockets, low-grade rockets that hardly ever hit their target versus a highly weaponized army with nuclear capabilities is not a level playing field. Hamas simply does not possess the capacity for violence that Israel has already inflicted upon Palestinians. So how are we to do more than pray? How are we to seek the good of the other? Fortunately, as a third party, we are in a good position to seek the good of both sides. We don't have to feel as if we're in a position of us versus them. And fortunately, as citizens of this country, we have a history that tells us that a lasting peace can be achieved. One of the best ways to do good for the other is to withdraw support for those who would do bad. Each day, our country gives around $9 million in military aid to Israel. That's each day we give $9 million in military aid to Israel. We know from past experiences when we withdraw our support, it leads to lasting peace. Back in 1958, the foreign minister for South Africa bemoaned to one of our ambassadors that with other countries of the world, South Africa had fallen out of favor with all the other countries of the world, but he was grateful that South Africa hadn't fallen out of favor with the United States. We continued to support apartheid until at least 1988, when Mandela and his political party were deemed terrorists by our government. But then we withdrew our support for apartheid, and that was a pivotal event in the demise of apartheid. A similar phenomenon happened in 1999 when our government quietly withdrew its support for Indonesia, bringing an end to one of the worst manifestations of violence in recent human history, with the low estimate of 200,000 people being massacred in East Timor. All of that happened thanks to struggles within this country and pressures from around the world that brought about what has been a lasting peace. How can we do more than pray? How can we seek the good of others? Fortunately, the answer is not a hard one. The real test isn't an intellectual one. The real test is a spiritual one. We know how to do good. The question is, how can we sustain ourselves to do the good that's required of us? And this is where I find our scripture again to be inspiring. Our scripture comes from the vantage point of after Jerusalem has been destroyed and those in exile are imagining Jerusalem as a city of peace. And they're imagining pilgrims making their way to Jerusalem and stepping inside those walls and experiencing the safety and security that they provide. I like this idea of peace being the destination of a pilgrimage. We often don't come by peace by way of instant gratification. Peace is a journey, and often it's a long journey. The way I like to envision this is to imagine a mother and her son walking across a prairie on a long trek. They don't have much. They've barely got enough scraps of bread, enough mouthfuls of water to survive. But they keep putting one foot in front of the other. They know where they're headed, and sometimes they doubt whether they'll get there, but they keep putting one foot in front of the other. They share in each other's company. They sing songs. They tell stories, and sometimes they even laugh. They don't have much, but they have enough. They don't have much, but they have each other. They don't have much, but they have the love that they share. In the broad scheme of things, it might feel like we are on a long trek. And as people of faith, we envision that city of peace where we can one day step inside, where our deepest aspirations can be fulfilled. We might have differences of opinions, but all of us want to reach that city of peace. We take it one step at a time. We keep on walking. We share in each other's company. We tell stories. We sing songs. We laugh. We don't have much, but we have each other. Let us rejoice in what we have. Let us rejoice in the love that we share. And let us rejoice for the God that is in the midst of us, enabling us to take one step after another. Let us continue to pray for peace, and let us continue to seek the good of the other. Amen.